The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to say good evening to everyone tonight again. It's nice to be together here on Wednesday. Amen. And with all our people everywhere that is streaming this meeting, we say you're all welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a great honor to serve the Lord. It's a great honor to be a servant of God. It's a great honor that you can take from the highest creatures, that are the angels, serving. Is the highest honor to serve the Lord. Is the honor of the Son to serve His Father. It's honor. And you come into full service. That is the state that our Lord Jesus is pleased to take. And is pleased to take that place forever, though He's God. Being found in the form of a servant. He was obedient. And having completed a passionate of service, it was honor for him to enter into a higher service. Amen. Where he's serving today, he's serving in the right hand of the Majesty on high. Praise God. It's great honor. But it's not easy to enter into service of God. It's not easy ordinarily to serve your nation, to be an ambassador of your nation. It takes a lot of training and skill to be able to serve your fallen nation or to serve God. Now, when you come into church, is a place we often quickly want to come into to start serving God. Amen. But it's not easy to serve. In fact, from one level of service, you have to enter another level of service before you can enter into the highest level of service. Service without shame. Service without blame, without fault, to serve before Him is the highest form of service. And that's victory. So there are powers and forces that will not make man to be able to serve God, though he's willing to do it. He won't be able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So, the ultimate of our racing, we're going to come into the place where we become a servant that will serve Him. And our faces will not be ashamed. Amen. It means that we'll serve Him without blame before Him. That was the prophecy of Zechariah. And in Luke chapter 1, from verse 70, and he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant, the oath which He swore to our father Abraham, that He will grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, might do what? Might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him. To serve before Him is the utmost service all the days of our life. Oh my God, that's victory. Because there are enemies that will never allow you to serve, even if you are willing to serve. So I want us to know that that's God's expectation for us to serve Him. If you check the book of Revelation, you're going to see the same thing in the 22nd chapter of Revelation. And He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruit, and yielded a fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations, for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and its servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be where? In their forehead. They will serve before Him all the days. This is the realm of service, all the days of life. So you can see that until they come to the place of the pure water, or the crystal waters, bringing healings and all restorations, to get to the place of service. And you know, the book of Revelation starts with God using a servant to His servants, and signified by His servant. Amen. So all of these people have been servants, but there's a place of service that must come into. Every soul must desire to come to this place of service. That is why you are saved. That is why Jesus died for you. That's why He shed His blood for you. It's so that you will be delivered from all enemies, and you will come to the place of service all the days of our life. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. That is the perfect Son of God. That is the perfect state of sonship. That is the ultimate state of sonship. That is where every normal believer should race to. That's where you should desire, or else there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There will be regrets. There will be lots of blame. There will be a lot of effort, investment that's of no reckon. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So, let us make man, let him have our likeness and our image. Then let him have dominion. Dominion is service. Is that not true? It's service. Dominion is not trying to show one thing, it's service. Let them have dominion. Let them serve. Let them be in charge. It's service. Praise God. And so, there's thing for the image and the likeness to be restored for true service to take place, or true representation. Not just to represent, but to represent. To do exactly the way He would have done it if He were there. I don't know. Somewhere there, man has given up on that kind of thing. Man has queued up in the place of, let me just try my best. God knows my heart. And that's not enough. That's not enough. If you stay there, that realm is so low. That realm is not before Him. It's in the outer darkness. Amen. Those who serve by their own curriculum, who try their best. I don't know how many times you have ever tried your best in an exam and you fail. Many times, you tried your best. In fact, you tried your best, but you failed. Because when they measure your effort to the required standard, it's too low. But it's your best. That's why he came to give grace. So you won't spend your strength, but you'll spend his grace. God is able to make grace to advance towards you, that you always having sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. May abound. Can I have an amplified version of that? That will help us to further understand that statement. Praise God. Amen. We're just going to go gradually tonight. I'm not going to rush off. Because this is a place that we need utmost clarity. And we need to find mercy to access grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donations. Now we're going to come to that place of charitable donation. Amen. And it's an American kind of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you can do without Jesus is not part of the curriculum. You understand the thing? So we're going to take time today to look more in-depthly into that. And just trying to let you know that God wants us to serve him. And actually speaking, we know that he didn't die for us just to go to heaven. He died so that he can raise us to serve him. Do you know that? Amen. Hallelujah. When I say you want to inherit eternal life, it's that life is meant to make you serve. It's not just go to inherit eternal life and enjoy yourself. No, it's not about you. Kelly, when you get that place of inheriting life, your life is no more your own. Your life is already sold out. That life that you receive, which was not your life, that becomes your life, is to be offered. Amen. Are we in the house together, please? So we see that why we shift our focus from going to heaven as a primary cause for salvation into the cause of inheritance of life. Are you with me tonight? Amen. I think there's nobody here who's struggling with that. Who's struggling with that? Talking about the cause, the reason for your race on earth is not just to go to heaven, it's to become like him. Is that not true? He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And it's a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. So, what he wants to reward them with is not heaven, he wants to reward them with himself. So is their inheritance, is their shield, an exceeding great reward. I would like to get that place. That's why he said to Abraham, your shield and your exceeding great reward. So the reward is not heaven. The reward is inheriting is himself. It's inheriting his nature. That's a true wealth. Hallelujah. So if you have a lot of, if you have some issue with that, the other message that will take care of that. Ask from the tapes. That will give you messages to take care of that. Okay. Amen. So, we have come to believe that Jesus came to us so we can go to God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by him. So, the reason for Jesus coming is that we can come to the Father. The essence is to migrate to the Father. Is to go to the Father. We say the Father is not just a place. The Father is the person. Amen. That's the place. The place is the person. I'm just trying to help the first era of this message so that it won't be out of place. Praise God. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So, I am the way, I am the channel to the Father. So, why I came to provide the ladder to God? That's why Jesus went to God. So on earth here, as a man, he went to God. And he opened the way for man to go to God. Amen? Amen. He never said go to heaven, to go to God. Because God is bigger than heaven. Amen. Praise God. If God step out of heaven, heaven will still be heaven, but it will be without God. Are we in the house? So the glory of heaven is God. God is the focus. Amen. You can be in heaven, not be in God. Hallelujah. Angels are in heaven, they are not in God. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God. He didn't go to God, he went to God. He has gone to God already. He was on earth and he has gone to what? So while he was speaking at the end of his ministry, he has gone to God. He's already in God. Yet he was on the earth. Amen. So going to God does not mean you will go to heaven. God is an abiding place. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare what? A place for you. That when I come, I will take you to where I am. That where I am, there you might be also. The place is called I am. Where I am. Where I am. The I am place is where you should be also. That's where I'm going to. Amen. Hallelujah. That's just like I'm trying to create a balance for us to make progress. You know, when you are going to God, you are going to places. You go from place to place. For in my Father's house are many places. So there are abiding places for the Father. You go from place to place. How do you know where you are? Amen. How do you know where you are? How do you know that I'm in this place? If the places are not revealed and tangibly revealed, you won't know you are in the place. It's like if you're in the air, you are going to the US, you are just in the Airbus, and it is going until you are commit my soul. You know what I'm saying? Because everywhere you see is cloud. Amen. Bakale, your plane is moving. He has direction. If he goes out of direction, he's not going to arrive where he's going. So you, it's like I'm just inside the cloud, just going. But the pilot knew that. He knew where he is. He has a compass. He knows when he gets to every nation. He knows when he was about to enter the Mediterranean Sea. He knows it. And he prepares for it. Because there's a way the airplane reacts to the sea. But you don't know anything. I went in the house, please. So, but God doesn't want you to be like that passenger. I want to be like the pilot, to be part of the process. That's why it's, amen. It's working in you. It's working in you. And you must know what is working in you. That's the essence of the message. Is to make all men see what is the mystery. What is this kid, this thing kept? This thing kept. This ladder. You are climbing. He wants you to know the ladder. It's a mystery kept, but it should be revealed to you. I went to the house to get a place. That's why for most Christians, the time you rejoice more is when things are happening outside you. Once you can't really see anything happening outside, you just lose direction. In fact, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't see what is going on within you. You are not seeing the mystery of the fellowship. So all of a sudden, when the season changed, maybe it changed with a sign in the natural. Oh, great God! God is great! But all the while through the night, you were crying. While you were crying, God was at work in you. He is working. So you should know the work. Praise God. So one major place that the church all the believers to note is godliness. Praise God. He who has begun a good work in you is able to perfect it. or bring it to completion. So he has begun a good work in you. He wants to perfect it. And say, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. He said, let God work out. He said, work out. So how do you work out? How do you bring to visibility what is going on here? You must be aware of it. Amen. So we're going to start today by looking at 1 Timothy. Let's go back there. Lord, grant us safe journey today in the name of Jesus. Grant us simplicity of expression, words that can convey your thoughts. Though they are mysteries, but they can be understood. Amen. Okay, let's teach and believe God for those things to be spoken to very many of us. I believe there are many hearts that are ready here tonight to hear God. Amen. Let me read again from 1 Timothy 2. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. What is good and acceptable? What is good and acceptable? That's peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. It's not a prayer for the kings. No, it is the peaceable. It's a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That is what is good. Because there are, it's the level where certain works are attributable to. It's a productive stage of our growth in sonship. Amen. It's a notably productive stage. So it's good. And as I think I spent time on that last time, talking about the will of God, talking about the good will, the acceptable will, and the perfect will. You must have to go through the process of the good will, acceptable, before you can ever reach to perfect will. This stage, this good will and acceptable stage, is important because there are evident works. Not like you have works of the flesh. When flesh grows, you have its works. Is that not true? Amen. When you read the book of Galatians, chapter 5, he said, and the works of the flesh are clearly manifest. Now, that's not flesh, that's the work of the flesh. So it means when flesh is present, it's allowed to express itself, very soon you will see its works. Works of fruits. Or the expression of its presence. And I think I make an example at that time of HIV and AIDS. You still remember that? Maybe it's not here, maybe it's accurate. Okay, it's not here. Amen. I said HIV is a state when the body is infected with human immunodeficiency virus. Now the person is not sick, but is infected and the virus grows in the body. Is that not right? Now, there's a stage that is needed for that virus to be fully blown. Once it's fully blown, you call it AIDS. That's when the person will be down with all kinds of sicknesses. Now, the fact that someone else does not have AIDS does not mean does not have HIV virus. Are we right? But if he has AIDS, definitely he has HIV virus. Because the latter stage of HIV virus is AIDS. So when you have flesh, with time you will ask its works. I went to the house place. So So sometimes when the church focuses on trying to deal with the work of the flesh, you have not removed flesh. You are only dealing with this outflow. No matter how much you cleanse it, the source is there. You can only manage it with your antiretroviral drugs, which is your culture, your tradition, your religion, okay. I went in the house, please. You will manage it for a while until you are tired. Because it will break you, the immunity of your religion. I went in the house, please. And to break it over time you get tired. I can't kill myself. It could have been after 10 years, 20 years. Say, but he's a good boy, he's a good guy in church for 10 years. No, he's trying to undo that virus with antiretroviral drug. Are we in the house, please? So if it's born of the flesh, it's flesh. If it's born of the spirit, it's what? It's spirit. Amen. Is that clear? We are praying for simplicity. So God must supply things you can understand. Hallelujah. Sometimes we stay here for 10 years trying to teach Christians. You see, these issues must not be seen like idolatry. He can receive it to start with and he will stop it. But after some years, he will go back there. because that mentioning it does not stop it. What can undo is grace. When grace shows up, grace deals with sin. Are we in the house, please? It deals with the root of sin and it destroys the strength of flesh. Hallelujah. It brings spirit in, which is the antidote to flesh. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So flesh, when the spirit takes over, flesh has no strength to express itself because the root of it is destroyed. The same way, godliness is a stage where works are attributable to it. Now, not the works, I like the prayer you raised, not the dead works. What does it mean by dead works? Works that are done by unregenerated soul is called dead works. Or works that are done out of grace of Jesus Christ. So whatever a man can do that does not need Jesus Christ to do is dead work. That's why they put that place as charitable donations. And because they think charity is given to the poor. Right? Amen. But Paul said, though I give my body to be burned, if I have not charity, I am nothing. So it means that a man who is giving his body to be born may still be doing as dead works. I went in the house, please. Okay. Amen. Let me read chapter 1 of that place to us. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Are you there? Verse 3, as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give it to fables. Are you there now? To fables, I like this, and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So doctrine is meant to build people up in faith. Those who are in Christ, to make them grow up. Are we right together, please? Now see verse 5, that's where I'm going. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. From which some having swerved, some believers, they swerved from this godly edifying, which are the target of producing the end of faith, which is charity, or end of commandment, which is charity. I will write together, please. Amen. A man cannot have charity, he does not have a pure heart. A heart must be purified if it will have charity. And what purify heart is faith. That's right. And of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. So faith has to be sincere right together, please. Now, all of them faith on faith, that is faith of Jesus, because there are all kinds of faith. Amen. Now, you can have faith that I just feel in my heart I should help people. I just feel in my heart that I feel in my heart that the way God put in my heart is to help people. I just help people. Right? Since I was young, I just feel in my heart that the way God put in my heart is just help people. I like helping people. That is you who is trying to help people. I went to the house, please. And you can believe in your heart that you can do it. That's faith. You may not have practiced the faith of Jesus Christ. The faith that is based on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I went to the house together, please. You know, the way we grew up is that people tell us, just look at yourself. See who you are. Discover yourself. I went to the house, please. Amen. Another way is that whatever you feel, when you see it, that does not make you happy, maybe what God is asking you to do. Yes, if you go out and you see people and you don't like people ugly, you don't like people being ugly, you like people being beautiful, maybe your commission is to make people beautiful. Amen. So I just know that God has raised me to make people beautiful. You are discovering yourself. That yourself is the dead self. Let me read something to you to know that what you are calling into in Christ is what you never had touch with that was before the world began. It was not based on the present evolution of man. It's what God had in mind. Now, what was God thinking before the world began? What was he thinking? I went in the house, please. That is what is in the faith. That's what the faith regenerated or brought back to life. That is where the European Christianity had problem, met problem. The tendency to see the gospel, Jesus went everywhere, just doing good to people. And you see, everywhere he goes, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the lepers. And the people saw him. Everywhere he goes, he was doing. So just felt everywhere, just go, just anywhere, he just anywhere. No, it's not like that. Or else he would have started doing that when he was younger. Is that not true? He had to attend to 30 to start doing what he was doing. So if he fed the poor, he could have fed the poor at 20. So what comment good there is not what it does. It's from where it's coming from. The source of where it's coming. If it's coming from man, then it is dead. I went in the house to get a place. It's not many people can stay in faith to discover faith. So they can easily be swapped and turned aside onto vain janglings. You know, vain janglings, whatever is out of faith. And what we call today, what other knowledge you have today? Motivation, self-consciousness, positivism. Tell me again. Teleportation. Okay. Praise God. I went in the house, please. Whatever is outside the faith of Jesus Christ is vain jangling. So, amen. Once you turn from faith. And I'm going to take time tonight to explain that, please. Amen. Some people, the life of faith and the work of faith is not real to them. So they can't stay long to discover faith. They feel this believing Jesus and walking with Jesus every day. What does it make out of your life? Are we in the house, please? Amen. But if you just one day just walk on the water. What if we say, wow, Jesus has come. Now, why would those things not really interest Jesus? Or why will he not magnify them? Because those actions itself is not what is work of faith or what is good work. It is the effect of grace in the heart or the investment of grace in the heart that makes the work. Because God works in the human heart. Are we in the house, please? Now, Jesus said, my Father walketh. Hitherto I walk. What work is he doing? He's doing work in the heart of man. When you believe him, he starts working within you. Is that not true? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. When he's showing you the Father, what is he doing? He's working within you. When he's making his Father known to you and teaching you the ways of the Father, what is he doing? He's working within you. Because his spirit that receives his understanding can't remain the same. Are we in the house, please? Let's go graduate tonight. We're handling a very serious place in scriptures that we will need heaven to help us. Praise the Lord. So I was reading to you that First Corinthians, that First Timothy. It says that the end of the commandment is charity. So charity is not a thing that a man can practice when he starts in the faith. You can't believe that and say, I'm walking in charity. No. You don't know charity. Amen. Now, praise the Lord. You can be walking in love. It's not every love, it's charity. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Let's see charity there. 1 Corinthians 13, quickly. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, can you see that? Now, amen. Hallelujah. When do a man have a gift of prophecy? Somebody is born again. He received the Holy Ghost. And he received the word of truth of the new birth. Is that not true? Amen. I don't want to talk as if you all understand what I'm talking about. When somebody is born again, is that right? He's born again. He's filled with the Holy Ghost. He received the word of truth about repentance. Eh? Word of truth about baptisms. Are we in the house, please? Eh? Word of truth about the eternal judgment. Faith towards God. And about the powers of the Holy Ghost. There's the working of the Holy Ghost. Are we in the house, please? In the middle of that, is it can have gift of prophecy. Because gift of prophecy is the gift of the Spirit. It's an enabling power of the Spirit. It's in the realm of the name of the Spirit. Are we in the house, please? It's within the realm of what the Spirit gives to prepare you for the Son of God. Or to prepare you for truth. Are we in the house together? Because we know that when you start with the Word of God, you have not entered the truth. He said to the Jews who believe, he said, if you continue in my words, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you can hear my word and not be my disciple. Is that not true? You can be in church and be hearing the word of eternal life and yet not be a disciple. I went in the house, please. You believe it, yeah, but you see, you have not come to a place of commitment. It means that you can't extend your life what you are hearing. I went in the house, please. And when you come in face to face with tribulation, you will drop what you are hearing. Then you are just a believer. The disciples can trade their life for what they are hearing. Because they have been disciplined after. He said, if anybody will be like me, if anybody will come after me, what will he do? He will take up his cross. He will deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. So deny himself is to deny your life. Are we right? Because your service is your life. So if anybody will come after me, the one who will come after me is called a disciple. It's not a believer. So you can be in church and be hearing God's word. I'm hearing God's word, but you have not decided to go after him. I just like that church. I like their message. That church, they speak a lot of truth there. You are the place of consideration. Your life, you have not come to the place of trade of your life for what you are hearing. Or you have not said, this is my life. Amen. Well, we were there some days ago. How many of us were there before? We're coming for meetings and you just enjoy the meetings and wow. You just end up, you're just going to laugh. They have not come against what you are hearing. You have not come face to face with either continuing what you are hearing or you lose some things. Is that not true? Praise the Lord. When you come to that junction of trading your life for what you are hearing, you come to a place of, am I led to follow on? Then you are being made a disciple. So if you cannot be a disciple, he said, he shall know the truth. So a disciple is the one who is enlisted to know truth. So disciples does not have truth, but he's enlisted to have truth. Amen. So truth is not verse of scriptures, you know. Truth is a person. We're in a place. So okay, 13. Do I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries? It didn't say all the mysteries of Christ. Say all mysteries. Because when you come to the Spirit, you get exposed to mysteries. That's why some people have a problem. They came into Christ and they began to read scriptures. They see mysteries of abelic life, mysteries of kinetic life, mysteries of all kind of mysteries get open to you. Are we in the house, please? Amen. It means ability to see into what others are not seeing or understand what others are not understanding. That's not see. You understand what I'm saying? That does not mean that you have access to the mystery of Christ. All mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith. All faith here is not the faith of the Son of God. So that I could do what? So there's a faith to move mountains. You can just believe anything. I need 6 million tomorrow. And it will come. I said it will come. I said it will come. And when you believe that way, tomorrow it will come. I went to the house, please. You just have capacity to believe what others cannot believe easily. It does not mean you have grown so much. It's just differences of administration of people. Varying administration. So that I could remove mountains and I have not, can you see? So you can have all of that and not have charity. So a newborn Christian does not have charity. Let's see the next thing, please. Let's see the next thing. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be born, and I have no charity, it profits me nothing. What does it mean that it profits me nothing? It profits me nothing. Who is me now? I mean Christ. So who is me? It's Christ in me. I went to the house, please. So if a thing does not make Christ to increase in me, it profits me nothing. It does not mean I don't gain physically. What makes me upline is not what I have in my hands. It's what I have inside of me. So if I have faith to move mountain, mountain move, but mountain is outside me. It does not increase me. Amen. But do you know that there are times we need those faith? But when your eyes is enlightened, to you, it's not a time to celebrate. It's not a time to feel, I'm a big man now. See, all use these small boys. No. You're going to see there. Sarity, sovereign long, is not telling you what it does, it's telling you who he is. When it comes to charity, the man, the person who has come there, suffered long, envied not, can we see that? Does not vaunt himself. So you see a man, he uses his faith to get a 6 million, he doesn't reckon it. To him, it's nothing. I went in the house, please. Yes, somebody is blessed by it, but to him, it's nothing. And it's not vaunting by it. I went in the house, please. It's coming close to charity. Oh, it's already in charity. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can be in ministry and not be in charity. You can be moving mountain and not be in charity. Does not behave itself unseemly. We'll come that daily time when we have time. Does not seek a horn. Does not seek a horn. All he's seeking now is God's. It's Christ. It's not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. And you know what is called evil? Evil is not to have accident. It's to think like a man. Man is evil. I went in the house, please. Does not think like a natural man. I went in the house, please. Rejoices not in iniquity. Can you see that? But rejoiceth in the truth. So it's in truth and in rejoicing truth. I went in the house, please. So charity is a stature. Actually, charity is Christ. So a newborn Christian or a man in Christ who is newborn is not in charity. If you look at this one and see what Paul wrote there, he said, this man, he has come to charity. What happens to him? His conscience is purified. Can you see? It's in faith unfeigned. It's in sincere faith. It's a man who follows God for faith. It's not because of what he's going to get or money that will move. Are we right? His faith is faith that will increase the substance of Christ in him. Are we in the house together? Amen. I like this. Now, we're just going somewhere. We have to branch there. So you will know that charity is not what you do by doing good harm. Okay? Say, as a charity organization. That's Ministry of Dead Works. I must, amen. Yeah. In Christ Jesus, is dead works. Why? Because it's not by the revelation of Christ inside man. When I have time, we'll go back to that to explain better. You understand? When I say Christ, does not mean he believes Christ. But he doesn't have Christ in the inside of man. I was teaching a man in Christ and Christ in man. A man in Christ and Christ in man. When you are born again, you are in Christ. But Christ is not in you. Is that not true? Let's check it out. Colossians. Some of the things we see in the Bible, we assume too much. And it's a problem to us. One. See, verse 25. Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. Are you there? I don't want to go home. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to what? To his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches. To whom God will make known what is the riches. I like this. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery? The riches of the glory of this mystery is grace. When the riches of the mystery is being unveiled, grace is being provided. The riches of the mystery is Christ in you.
So if you don't have the riches of the mystery, you don't have Christ in you, you are in Christ.
Do you understand? Have I thrown you away? Let me. I'm teaching. I'm not. I'm teaching. I've thrown you away. Let me see your hand. Are you shy? Are you afraid of to put up your hands? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Is that not? All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. Let's read before that place. Before, two verses before that place. That's 2 Corinthians 2, 5. Where henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yet though we have known Christ, after what? Yet now henceforth know we him no more. We have known Christ after the flesh, as Jesus the Christ, but now we know him no more. So we know Christ now, are we in the house, not after Jesus of Judaism. We know him as Christ, the Son of God. I would like to go to that place. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, the Son of God, is a new creature. Are we in the house, please? So we are born again by Christ, the Son of God. Amen. And by that, all things are passed away. What are the things there? The things of the natural man are passed away. All things are become new. That's where we began from. See the next verse. And all things are of God. Can you see? Who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the mystery of reconciliation. To we that God was in Christ. See me there. I will write together, please. Who was in Christ? Who was in Jesus? Christ. It's not God. Hello. Jesus that was walking in Nazareth. Jesus, the son of David. What was in him was Christ. They did not know it was Christ. They knew Jesus. They didn't know Christ. So Peter said, thou art Christ, the son of God. He said, don't tell anyone. I want them to know Jesus. I don't want them to know Christ. So Christ was hid in Jesus. Anybody who saw Christ in Jesus is saved. Now that you have seen Christ, you are saved by seeing Christ in Jesus. But you can't be saved ultimately if you don't see God in Christ. Our God, are we right together, please? What did you believe when you get saved? Jesus, the Son of God. You saw Christ in Jesus. After you have seen Christ in Jesus, there's somebody in Christ that will reconcile you to himself. To wit that God was in Christ. God, who was in Christ? Oh my God. Reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespass on them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. See the next thing? See the next thing? That was Paul talking. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Paul was standing as Christ to reconcile men to God. I went in the house, please. What was he showing? He was showing Christ. As he was showing Christ, he was almost so much showing Jesus. He was showing Christ. To start with, they were showing Jesus. There's something about Jesus. He died. Christ was raised. I went in the house, please. When you come to Christ, they will be showing God in Christ. Because we need reconciliation to God. Hallelujah. You can't stop at reconciling to Christ. You need to be reconciled to God. Amen. Okay. Oh my. We have not begun to this message. I'm telling you, But let's go on. Can you endure hearing for 45 minutes? Amen. Because I've not touched this message. I'm preparing you for the message. You are children of the scriptures. You have been Sunday school for since death. It's only to connect it together. That's not the issue there. And the Holy Ghost is helping us now, okay? Are this making sense? Everything written there is just not written just for nothing. They are carefully scripted. Because they have intention in God's heart. Praise God. Amen. So when you believe Jesus and you feel the Holy Ghost and you hear the word of truth around the beginning of faith, the word of truth around the beginning of faith, I've described that, around repentance, around faith towards God. Are we in the house, please? Around baptisms, those parts are very, very important. Some of us have not stayed enough there. We have not heard enough word in those areas. Are we in the house, please? As many of you are not prophesying. As many times people speak in tongues, we're wondering, somebody in the temple says, are they hearing? You didn't stay in that place. Amen. You didn't stay enough in the outpour of the Spirit, of the initial outpour of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are we together? That was abundant in the early church. That was abundant, and it has attendant miraculous power. Do you get it now? Praise God. There you have all the gifts of the Spirit. What are the gifts of the Spirit? Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, prophecy, utterance, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. That's three. Then what's the next one? Gift of faith, healings, and miracles. All of those gifts, they are the manifestation of the Spirit. They are the evident presence of the Spirit. You say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And we can't see any of this. The angels, like flesh, has not grown enough to produce his works. You have not grown in the Spirit enough to produce the essence of the Spirit. They are called manifestations of the Spirit. Amen. Are we in the house, please? Amen. They are by grace also. It's grace that makes it happen. Whatever is of the Spirit is grace. But it's the grace of the Spirit. You know, we have the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Spirit be with you. That's maturity. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's the grace of the Spirit that comes by reason of the Holy Ghost. Are we right together, please? Utterance. Makapota. Handabashka. Hatalia. Utterance. You can't just stay at laba laba la shata. Laba laba liba liba. Liba 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 liba. You can't stay there for 2 years. You are not growing. Amen. Okay. Mama shata. For 1 year, something is wrong with you. You are not growing. Brother, you are not growing. Even in the initial part, if you are growing, there will be utterance. Utter. It's maturity. When a child says ba, when it's growing more, we say ba. Baba. Baba mini, baba mini, baba mini, baba mini. Baba mike, baba mi obo, baba mi obo. You see that? It's growing worse. I'm in the house. This. The child is growing. So when you're growing the Spirit, your tongues must change. It's yours. It's yours. Amen. I will take your tongues today, okay? I just feel like teaching. So by teaching, I will teach your tongues, okay? It's in line. Don't be discouraged by that, okay? I didn't know that. You're not growing. You're not doing well. I know souls of people. That's discerning your spirit. Amen. So, now that's not where we're going today. I'm just trying to know that, tell you that these things are there as the initials of faith. As the initials of faith. They are all around faith in the Lord Jesus and the love to all the saints. They are there. Also, there you go to see the fruit of the Spirit. It means there's growth. So you can't say you are growing in prophecy and yet we're not seeing the Spirit fruit in you. Something is wrong. I went to the house this. Yet it is not charity. But you see, it's part of what's going to make charity. It's beginning of love. Amen. When you leave this place, when you leave this domain, you come to the place of close to a word of truth that purifies the conscience. That word of truth also is faith. Is faith of the Son or truth of the Son? Are we right in the house, please? Truth of the Son of God. It's not just believing in the Son of God, it's the truth of His person, who He is. When you grow up in the truth of who He is, your heart gets cleansed or your conscience becomes purified. What does it do? It negates dead works. I went to the house place. When you know Him, the more light visits your heart, dead works are aborts or they are tangible places of darkness in the heart. I went to the house place. When you say me, someone say me. Me. What you call me is darkness. Oh my God, it's darkness talking. So when you hear the word, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended love. It's not darkness outside, it's not wishes and wizards, it's darkness inside. So when you are knowing truth, truth comes with light, and light enlightens your darkness. You can't come to truth without the light of life. Light of life enlightens your heart and prepare your heart for truth to stay. Truth cannot stay in a dark place. I went in the house place. Truth stays in the place of light. That's why send your light, send your truth. Light must precede truth. So a man who will come to truth must love light. Must embrace light. But light has to prepare your heart for truth to come in there. I went in the house this. I'm trying to let you know that when you say a man attain to godliness, it's a heart that faith and charity have walked in. Because of godliness. Come on, say it again. Godliness. In godliness, they don't talk about gift of the Spirit. They talk about the works of God. The works of Christ. The works of His Son. That is in godliness. That's why it's called mystery of godliness. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest. It's the first appearance of God in the flesh. I'm going to give you today. I want to give you two examples in scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The first expression of godliness
is the stature of diaconos.
What do you call deacon? Come on, say deacon.
Now, it's not just an office. Diaconos is a stature. It's a sphere where you attain to service, the first service. It's not serving God. It's serving God through us.
What did I say?
Through us. Through us. Let's check the first place it happened in the book of Acts. Let me start from that place tonight. That's where I'm just starting. That's a good start tonight. Let's go to Acts 6. That's the place to start. Amen? So let's be just first example there. In those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Christians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. People were getting born again and the Holy Ghost was flowing. Amen? People were getting baptized with the Holy Ghost. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not reason that we should leave what is making us grow. And serve table. Tables means serve men. In the word of God, we serve God. Right. But if we serve God and it's not serving men, we will operate with men. So these people were serving God, but there were murmurings in the meeting. People were divided, the church was not doing well. Because what was coming from up is not finding a place down. Amen. I went in the house to get a place. Wherefore, brethren, look ye among yourself, seven men of honest report. Now, honest there is not honesty as of men. It's men who have fair to report from outside. There's faith report from outside. And there's faith report from inside. I want to get a place. Many of us, we are known in church. We're not known outside. When you get to your office, I like my body. Not just because it's lying. It does not have the manner of faith, the life of faith, or the life of Christ. Are we right to get a place? It doesn't have it. So look out for men who have been seen with faith life outside our gathering. You know, that's one of the places we have problem with. For the world to know that this guy is a fire believer. Not just by a fire shout, by your living among them. It takes time. It can be faulted easily outside. Is that not true? As we hear now, God is in this place. If they follow us home and outside, it's something different. I'm saying. Praise God. Come on, see there. Men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. He didn't say full of the wisdom and Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost and wisdom. It means that their wisdom came by reason of the Holy Ghost. So it's not natural wisdom. Are we in the house, please? It is spiritual wisdom. Some guys are very, very smart and sound. In fact, in business, they are doing well. In everything, they are doing well. They are sound. They make money. They make this. Does not mean that their wisdom is of the Holy Ghost. Whom we may appoint over this business. So there's a table business. Now, it is not, it says serve. Come on, say serve. It is not the food they are serving. It is the spirit they are serving through food. God, somebody can serve the food, yet the money will not stop. When these guys come in there and they are just bring the food and they are sharing it, every heart is silenced. Every heart is convinced. Are we in the house, please? They come with judgment. They come with stature. They will come with the Spirit. So, these guys, look at their names. But when we give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word, see the next thing that happened there. And the same pleased the whole multitude. Come on. It pleased them. Wow, 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 wow. And they chose. The apostles not choose, they chose. They chose Stephen. See this man, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. So it's not just faith to move mountain, it's faith of the Spirit. See these guys. And Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed and they laid hands on them, what happened that day? And the word of God increased. Because these guys were bringing God's word in another way. These guys were bringing revelation. These guys were ministering the word. Can you see that? Sometimes the apostles cannot get the source established. You need men who have stature, men who have been grown. My. See one of them. See just one of them. Stephen was one of them. Stephen became Stephen the evangelist. Philip was another terrible one there. So they are not men who change character because of the nation. They are men who have the stamina before the nation. Their stamina appeared. I'm talking about the face of diakonos as the expression of godliness. What they are doing there is good work. What is good about the work is of the Holy Ghost. It's of faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles. So they have enjoyed the Spirit. But that's not their testimonial. The Messiah is waving good men. It's a show forth. The Lord is showing forth. What a good man. I say a man is good man. A good man. That's a good man. These are good men. These are good men. Why were they able to get it right? Because this guy saw Christ. Let's check. In Paul's writing, the requirement for a diakonos. Let's check. Because diakonos is not like I said, it later became an office. It's not really an office, it's a stature. Like dolos, it's a stature. So if you're in church for 20 years, you're not a deacon. You could be already a deacon by reason of your stature. Uh-huh. Okay, let's have that interpretation. Let's have that, please. Let's just have that. Pastor Fred, let's have it.
Amen. Let's have it.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. You know, the absence of these things is the reason why my name is blasphemed among the nations.
Yeah.
Because you have spoken so well about my name. You have painted me to the nations as a faultless man. You have shown me to the people. Yes, I have been preached among the Gentiles as one who is faultless and blameless. And yes, you are right. Actually, you are right. But the nations want to see you show my name. They want to see my name manifest in you. They want to see the preachings which you have proclaimed of my name show themselves in you. They want to see God manifest in you.
Yeah.
They want to see God revealed in you. They want to see that having followed me, you can become like me.
Mm-hmm.
Having followed me, you can become like me. That is the last evangelism. That is the last preaching. That is the preaching that will break the nations. And the nations are waiting patiently. Yes, they are waiting patiently. They are waiting patiently. They are waiting patiently for these good men to appear.
Yeah.
For these good men to be seen.
Yeah.
For these good men to be heard. For these good men to be known. For when they appear, yes, even the testimony will not be gainsaid. When they are seen, even the testimony will not be questioned, because they would have been embodied by mortality. The nations are waiting for these good men. The nations want to see these good men. You are the good men that I am looking out for. You are the good men. You can be the good man. You can be the good man. You can be the good man. Set your heart and I will make you. Set your heart and I will make you. Yes, I will make you. I made Philip. I made Stephen, but they set their gaze upon me. They decided to follow me. They staked their life for this cause, and I made them. I have always made men, and I can make you.
Amen. You know one thing is that once a soul is in church and doesn't care to be a deacon or a pastor, it's not serious. Because the things that these deacons and pastors are serious. But you see, before it became an office that men aspire for, let the deacons. And that place that he that uses the office of a deacon has purchased to himself a good degree and a great boldness. A good degree. What is degree? An elevation. He has grown. If any man use it well, he has grown. He's not a baby. For they that have used the office of a deacon, for it became an office, let the deacon. Problem came in when it becomes a ritual to ordain deacons and pastors. To start with their master, he taught them that they all must be deacon. Jesus didn't teach them to have the office of deacon. He taught them they must be deacon. Before we get there, let's read these two scriptures and we'll go tonight. Amen. Likewise, the deacons, let it be grave, not double tongued, not given too much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith. What's the faith? The knowledge of the Son of God in a pure conscience. A pure conscience is a place of charity. Holding. So it's not a thing you just want, it's a lifestyle. Let this also first. Even if they are holding it, let them first be proved. Then let them use their office. So if he has not been proved, he must not use the office. Mm. Let them. Then let them use the office of a deacon. Being found blameless. Amen. Let me read the first place where Jesus mentioned this matter. Luke chapter 22. Quickly. Oh, we're still on this place for the next 2 weeks or so. I don't know how long. God wants us to stay here. I believe that it's toiling the line of this year's life campaign. I never thought it could connect, truly speaking. I wasn't thinking about connection. Oh my, what's the theme? The calling of God, our profession. This is profession. God wants us to profess. If you're a deacon, you should profess it. It's a profession you must seek to attain. Not the office, but the life. The degree. You must obtain the degree. Say, I must obtain the degree. As you are obtaining your first degree, bachelor degree, you must obtain the degree of a deacon, of a diaconus. You don't get there easily. You must grow. Let's see the last place tonight and we go home. Amen. Luke 20. I like the Bible. It's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? 22. Let me read from verse 23. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing, that's who will betray him. Verse 24. In the midst of that wahala, see, and there was also a strife among them. Which of them should be accounted the greatest? Now that they have settled, he's going to the cross. Amen. The war of not going to the cross has been settled. He's going. One will betray him, then the rest. Who will be the leader? They'll strive. Contention. See the next verse. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise what? Lordship over them. And they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. That's what happens in the world there. Their leaders exploit them. They serve their leaders. But it shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. So you can see the mystery of the sheep becoming a lamb. The more you are growing as sheep, you are becoming a lamb. Until you become a kid. The last of the lamb is a kid. And he that is chief, as he that doth serve. The meaning of that is as a diaconus. So it means that as you are growing in Christ, the more you are being raised to serve the other. Then it means that self is dying, Christ is growing. Is that not true? John said that I will decrease that he might increase. So if a man is growing in the spirit, self is dying, is decreasing, Christ is growing. And when Christ is going, what it means that that man who is growing is a servant. So a man full of faith here is not using the faith primarily for himself. I went in the house this. In fact, the faith comes more clearly when it's to serve. Whether it's greater, he that seated at meat or he that serveth. It's not he that seated at meat, but I am among you as he that serve. Christ's first appearance is as a diaconus.
That's why that spirit of born Christ is leading him. He's not in control. From the waters of Jordan, he was being led. He was being led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Sons of God is not a place to show up. A son of God is a servant. The first place of servant is not God. He will serve one another. He will serve the younger. You know, the more you are growing, the more that should serve you. I went the house list. That's why if you become a pastor like that one, you will become an idol. I have taught here, service is not the way to the top, it's the way of the top. It's not the way to the top. If you say way to the top, then when you go to the top, you become a monster. You drop it. You have attained. It's a ladder you have used to climb up. I went the house list. But you discover that all the apostles were first of all diaconos. So the nature of diaconos is in them. Now what the seven deacons were doing, they could have done it. To them, it's not elevation not to do it. It's only that there are people who have grown there. If what you send anyone to do to you is derogatory, you are not a servant. You are a lord. Let me say that again. If you send your brother to do anything that you can't do, or it will be demeaning for you to do, you are not a servant, you are a master. Then you are lesser in the kingdom. Guys, go and pack that block. You think it's just mean and natural and small? If you are doing that as a commander, you are least in the kingdom. You have not been, Christ has not been formed in you. Faith has not grown in you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do it as a privilege for others to grow, then better for you. It means if they do not do it, you will do it yourself. Why? It's the nature. He wants to serve. He's seen every reason to do it. But he's trying to constrain himself from not doing it. It's a nature. It's something he has found in Christ. That's why Jesus did that for them in John. Before he left, he showed them how to do it. He took the basin of water. He took the towel and tied it. And he began to wash their feet. So I'm trying to make it now the night of washing of feet. It's not a night of washing of feet. It's talking about the lifestyle you come into by growth. It's not something, night of washing of feet. We are not doing Christ. We are doing religion. It's a ritual. He's telling them, now that you are growing in the kingdom, this should be the exhibition of your growth. They begin to wash one another's feet. When you are doing that, what has happened to you? Flesh is dying. Before you do it, flesh has died to a dimension. When you are doing it, flesh dies them all. It's like you are nailing and finishing flesh. Amen. You are burying flesh. Hallelujah. Can you see that it's by grace that you can express good works? Can you see that? What I say, it's by grace that you can express good work. It is Christ in you that expresses good work. It's not a vision you achieve. It's not a vision you run. It's Christ in you. Before you do anything on earth here, you have come to register the name. NGO. What's the name of this NGO? The world has crafted its nature in the cerebral cortex of the believers. There are issues to handle in the scriptures. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. That is how to rise up. That's how to express
godliness. And one of the ways godliness manifests itself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus wouldn't have done that for them when they were young. He wouldn't do that for them after Jordan. Why? They have nothing inside of them to put the man on. He'll be teaching them religion. After they have followed him, he has taught them and taught them and taught them. He knew they need to open their eyes. So he did all of that as opening their eyes to the new estate. Do you know after he has said that, they didn't still find the grace. Just after he died and resurrected, that the grace to do it came. Father, we thank you. You can make us good. Well, you are a good, good Father. You are a good, good Father. Make this tree grow, and its fruit will be good. The Lord is making you and I. Is making you. You see, the word you are hearing, they are words of making. They are words of making. It will change your inner structure. It will change your inner configuration. Grace to live a life you have never thought of. A life that is contrary to your upbringing. The grace for it is in Christ. Grace and truth is in Christ. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesday for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.